today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima. The wife of Ali, Lady Fatima. She is the king, Lady Fatima. How Muslims should be, Lady Fatima.
Today, Tuesday, is the 5th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 8 to 9 of chapter Insan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا.
And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive.
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We understand from the verse that one of the best acts is feeding the poor and the needy. Not only those of Muslims, but also the poor and the needy from other territories, and even pagans are included as a matter of Islamic routine. It is so important that feeding them is considered one of the prominent good deeds of the righteous. And the occasion of the revelation of this verse refers to the famous story of the sacrifice of Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, that they gave their own for three consecutive days to the poor, the needy, and the captive. In this part, the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Lady Fatima, the only daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is a role model for all people in all times. When we reflect on her life, we see that she played a crucial role in spreading the message of Islam. The period when she was marching through the lifetime of the Prophet was a time when she had an impact on everyone, on parents and especially on fathers of the day when they saw the Prophet's behavior with her. When we put these all together, the generosity of Ahlul Bayt, the patience turning towards Allah, helping others, forbearance, and the morality between a husband and a wife, we can see the life of the Lady Fatima, which was so simple and built on love, partnership, piety, and focus on serving the needs of others generally, rather than just the needs of individual. That is why after 1400 years, different people are still impressed by her life and personality.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shiism and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. What has been proven by historical documents is that the Imam, the infallible Imams and the Shias mourned the martyrdom of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. But due to special circumstances and the atmosphere of suffocation during their lifetime and the lifetime of those pure infallible Imams, mourning was not performed. The sufferings of the noble lady of Islam did not have a public aspect. It is narrated from Sayyid al-Shahada, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that his father Amir al-Mu'mineen, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, mourned Fatima in this way. Imam Husayn alayhi salam says and reports this from the way that Imam Ali alayhi salam was mourning. Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying on her martyrdom that I was lamenting over this great calamity like a mother who lost a child. O Messenger of God, in the presence of God, your daughter was secretly buried. Her right was taken by force, and she was obviously deprived of her inheritance. These mournings have continued during the time of all infallible Imams. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now we have a beautiful lesson from the epic life of Lady Fatima to pray for the well-being of others before yourself. Imam al-Hasan narrates that he would hear his mother late at night praying for all the believing men and women without praying for herself. Upon asking her why, Fatima said, "O my son, the neighbor first and then the house." This is a crucial lesson for us living in the modern world. With the rise of individualism, we may sometimes forget to care for our neighbors and community members. It is essential for us to follow the message of Fatima and pray for the well-being of the Muslim Ummah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
At this part, we have The love of Fatima Zahra, also known as Siddiqatul Kubra, is the great blessing for us. This is a short speech of Ayatollah Khamenei on the personality of Lady Fatima. In her short life, Fatima Zahra achieved the position of the mistress of all women. In other words, she is superior to all great and saintly women throughout history. What factors, forces, and what kind of inner strength could make a person become such an ocean of wisdom, piety, sanctity, and spiritual transcendence in such a short time? This is a miracle of Islam. Another point is the blessed descendants of this great person. The occasion of Surah Al-Kawthar with Fatima Zahra, even if such an occasion had not existed in our hadith collections, is an accurate occasion. There are so many blessings that have been bestowed on the Holy Prophet's household and on each and every one of the Imams. Peace be upon them.
All of the greatness that Rasulullah saw in his life and his continuation and the continuation of his legacy and his memory is through Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Yes, because Fatima al-Zahra, she is the bond between prophethood and imamah. And if it was not for Fatima, then the continuation of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the lineage of Rasulullah would not continue. Fatima al-Zahra, she was the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen. She is the mother of the Imams. And Rasulullah, he says, the Imams are 12 after me. And then in one hadith, he says that they are, other than Ali ibn Abi Talib, they are from the children of Fatima. ذُرِّيَّتِي مِنْ صُلْبِ عَلِيٍّ وَفَاطِمَة. My progeny is from Ali and Fatima. So this is the Kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah. When they used to make fun of Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Go and praise. Pray to your Lord wanhar. Wanhar means bring your hand to your, when we do takbirat al-ihram, when we say Allahu Akbar, this is called wanhar. Of course, another definition, it means slaughter and sacrifice. Go and sacrifice, make a sacrifice for your Lord. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Your enemies, they are the abtar. Meaning your enemies are the ones who will not have a lineage. They are the ones who will not have a continuation. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a lady in an atmosphere that did not respect women, that looked down upon women, that did not regard having a daughter as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that community, the community that Fatima al-Zahra was born in and Rasulullah was growing up in and lived in, they used to, if they have a daughter, they used to be upset. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيَمْسِكْهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَىٰ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when someone in that society, they come to them and they tell them, your wife gave birth to a daughter, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. His face would become black out of anger and upset, and he would become upset. Islam came to change the way women and men are regarded. Islam came and changed that perspective, that false perception that people had, and it needed someone to be an example. And that example was Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Wa ba'liha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.